How's my little buddy doing?
Well, he's still got that goop in his eye, but otherwise fine.
I meant Tammy. I miss her.
Oh, please, you miss her doing your job for you.
Yeah, exactly. So when do I get her back?
Sorry, babe. Tammy's really helping me get things ready for our grand opening.
Isn't she a beaut?
Hold on a second, Bob. It's really nice.
I'll be in the men's room.
Good choice.
Oh, hey, you looking for high arc, low arc, straight shot?
Your call.
Trust me. Sweet. Oh, my God. You've got her installing toilets? That's so degrading.
Yeah, what do you need her for?
Installing a toilet. Love you. Bye. My fiancé didn't have oral sex down to a science. I would have left him a long time ago.
So this is my mother, Bonnie. Mom, this is Stacy.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. Oh, I should probably wash my hands first. I've been pulling rats out of traps all morning.
We're studying, Mom.
Got it. Hey, Stacy, is that your motorcycle out front?
No.
It's really cool. Sweet shade of blue, real vintagey vibe.
Still not hers, Mom.
Good. So I was gonna say, you're a little small for a big bike like that.
She drives a Prius, Mom.
A Prius, huh? Do strangers just hop in your back seat thinking you're an Uber driver? Because on the news, they say that happens a lot.
Mom!
Christy!
Sorry.
It's okay. I have one of those, too.
Oh, you don't have one of those. No one's got one of those.
Do you listen to that podcast, The Mother of All Problems?
No, what is it?
This woman tells these crazy-ass stories about her mother. It'll make you grateful for the mom you have.
Christy! I'm stranded on the bowl! Need another roll!
I love it when this happens. Sometimes I get a whole hour.
Hey, listeners. Welcome to my podcast, The Mother of All Problems. I'm your host, Violet.
Violet? My Violet?
The holidays are around the corner, so great time to dive into horror stories about growing up with a drunken stripper who I unfortunately had to call Mommy.
Wait, I'm the mother of all problems?
So, when does Adam's bar open?
1 week from today. I can't believe our dream is finally coming true.
Wait a minute, your dream? You've been complaining since he bought it.
That's not how I remember it.
You said Adam has no experience, no business plan, and I quote, he's so stupid, I can't believe how stupid he is.
I said, that's not how I remember it.
My daughter has a podcast about what a terrible mother I am.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. Tell us everything.
Well, I was bitching to my study partner about what a horrible mom you are, and she told me about this podcast that would cheer me up. It did not.
Violet never mentioned it to you?
We haven't spoken in over a year. She asked for space, and being the healthy mother in recovery that I am, I knew it was important to respect her wishes. And she changed her number.
How bad is it?
Really bad. Couldn't be worse. She tells the truth.
What? The irony of this is delicious.
I remember this one night. My mom barged into my room, drunk off her ass, and started yelling at me for stealing her car. Turned out, she left the car at a 7-Eleven, which I figured out while cleaning up the Slurpee she threw up in my closet. Wild cherry, if anyone was wondering. So, cheer up, Lisa from Portland. Your mom's minivan getting repossessed might be a good thing. Our next email
Turn it
is
off.
From Sam in
I have to move. Are they sending people to Mars yet?
Honey, I know this is hard. I remember how humiliating it was when my son brought a picture of me to school for show and tell.
What's wrong with that?
It was my mugshot.
Okay, that's bad. But Violet is telling thousands of people every awful thing I ever did.
Hundreds of thousands.
Wendy.
The episodes have clever titles. Let's listen to Jello Shots and the Truth About Santa.
But that's enough. We're done listening.
Thanks.
Ooh, there's one called My Grandmother the Life Preserver.
Well, maybe we have time for one more.
No. Please don't tell the school bus story. Not true. Only one of my boobs popped out.
Still going, huh?
I can't stop. I keep thinking, maybe in the next episode she'll say something nice.
Quit torturing yourself.
Easy for you to say. She calls you the life preserver.
I know, it's so sweet.
Adorable. I just wish Viola would hate me to my face and stop venting for the world to hear.
Look, you've got two choices. You can either keep listening to the podcast and feel sorry for yourself, or you could just call her.
You're right.
Okay, you have one choice.
How can I call her? I don't even have her number. She changed it because, in case you forgot, I'm the mother of all problems.
I have her number.
What?
Well, it's not called the grandmother of all problems. In fact, you should call her from my phone. That way she'll answer.
God, you're shady.
What are you waiting for?
I need to figure out what I'm going to say first.
Don't think about it. Just speak from your heart. Also, it's ringing.
Oh, good. Voicemail.
Just don't do that weird thing you always do.
What weird thing? Hi, Violet. It's me, your mom.
That's the weird thing.
So, heard your podcast. Would love to chitty-chat about that. Or anything. I haven't talked to you in such a long time. Of course, I'm not the one who changed her number. But not pointing fingers. Hey, good news. I'm in law school now. Yep, learning about torts. Turns out they're not just dessert.
Wrap it up.
Okay, well, it's me, your mom, Christy. End of voicemail.
Boy, I was wrong. You should have thought about it first. Wow! This place looks fantastic. It's even better than we dreamed it.
I made a huge mistake.
Well, I'm not giving the ring back.
The bar, this is never gonna work, lady.
What happened here?
I was picking beers by drinking them. So many people are gonna have to come in this place and spend so much money for this joint to work. This chair has to bring in $1,000 a week, and this chair, and this chair, and nobody's gonna want to sit in that chair because it's right under the air conditioning.
Oh, honey, I think you're just having a case of pre-opening jitters. Completely normal.
I have no experience, and I spent all of my money. Why would I do that?
Well, that's exactly what... Okay. When I asked you that very question, you confidently replied that you have a dream that's important to you, and you want to feel like your life has purpose again.
Purpose sounds like porpoise.
Just arrived.
Oh, I bought 10,000 of them. 10,000!
The delivery guy needs a check.
Not
so...
now.
Oh, family drama. I'll go flirt with him.
You know how many drinks I have to sell to use 10,000 coasters?
10,000?
I don't know, maybe.
Look at me. Adam, look at me. You have overcome far bigger obstacles than opening a bar. You were a successful Hollywood stuntman. How many people can say that? You fought your way back from a terrible accident. How many people can say that? You are in a successful relationship with me, and I can tell you no one has ever been able to say that.
I hired waitresses. I hired a bartender. They're gonna want to be paid with money.
You're gonna make it work, and you're not gonna do it alone.
I know. I hired waitresses. I hired a bartender.
Zip it. The point is, this bar is gonna be a huge success. It's gonna blow up.
Yes, we could blow it up and collect the insurance.
That's ridiculous. It's also much more difficult than you think.
Okay, State of Washington versus International Shoe. Go. Stacy.
I wasn't gonna say anything, but I know who you are. You're the mother of all problems.
Son of a bitch. How'd you find out?
I guess you haven't listened to today's podcast.
So, my mom left me a voicemail. I can't tell if it's sincere or deeply manipulative, so you decide.
Oh, no.
Hi, Violet. It's me, your mom. So,
Turn it off!
I know this may not be the best time to ask, but did you really take her to a birthday party and not come back for 2 days?
Yes! But the family I left her with gave her sushi for the first time that weekend. Does she mention that? I'm asking, does she mention that?
Sorry.
Wow, Stacy. Oh, I gotta tell you, you're back. And the motorcycle's back. If it's really not yours, somebody's following you.
Oh, my God, you're the life preserver.
Yes, I am. Would you like a picture?
Yes.
Honey, do you mind?
Scrunch together. I thought I was leaving that voicemail for one person, not everyone in the world.
I have a question. What's doot-de-do?
Not now, Jill.
I thought when I got sober, all this stuff with Violet would get better.
Well, you've gotten better. You're not who you were, and that's a big deal.
I just wish she could see that.
You should tell her.
But in person. Do not leave another message.
What do you think, Marjorie?
I might be the wrong person to ask. I don't have a relationship with my son. So all I can do is focus on my sobriety and hope that one day he'll forgive me.
Oh, poo to that. My mom died before we were able to figure out our stuff. Don't wait. You could die, Christy. And call your son, because you're definitely going to die before her.
New bar opening this Friday. Free wings with this flyer. New bar, free wings. Flyer, free wings. New.
Where have you been?
Trying to make sure Adam doesn't go broke because of his stupid idea.
But you said it was a dream you shared.
Not how I remember it. You are each responsible for bringing 10 people to the opening. So what'd I miss?
My death is imminent.
Cool. What else?
Jill and Wendy think I should go see Violet.
I agree.
Even if I wanted to, I don't know where she lives.
I do. I mean, I could probably figure it out. Okay, I've been there. This is the part where you knock.
I'm too nervous. You do it. What the hell was that?
I don't know. You made me overthink it.
Hi, Grandma.
Violet.
Hi, Violet.
Hi.
You weren't supposed to tell her where I live.
I'm sorry, but I was caught in the middle, and my instinct is always to heal.
It's not Grandma's fault. I made her tell me.
Well, you're here, so come on in.
Oh, this is a great setup. Luke must be doing well.
Actually, Mom, Luke isn't in the picture anymore. But thank you for assuming I couldn't pull this off on my own.
Strike one. You're doing great.
So, you are obviously here to talk about the podcast.
Yes, I am.
So?
I know you had a difficult childhood, and I'm glad you found a way to process it.
I don't really need your approval, but okay.
Here's the thing you need to know.
What? You know I love pretzels.
The person you've been talking about isn't who I am anymore. I've changed.
It's true, she has.
But the podcast is about being raised by an alcoholic mother, which I was. The damage is already done.
She's got you there.
Well, can you at least tell your listeners I'm sober now and trying to clean up the mess I made?
I've got to say, that seems reasonable.
Okay. Thank you.
Put these on, talk into this, and if you're chewing any gum, spit it out.
What's happening?
We're doing a podcast. If you want people to hear your side, tell them.
Oh, you can't just do an episode called My Mom's Doing Good Now?
Nope.
Wait, this is all you need and you make money from it?
Not a ton, but yeah.
I am definitely starting a podcast. Sober woman marrying a guy in a wheelchair, sing a couple of songs, something for everybody.
Here we go.
I'm not ready.
It's okay, take your time.
3, 2, 1. Hello, people. While I was deciding whether or not to talk to my mom, she took that choice away from me by showing up. So now here she is with her side.
That's you. You're her mom.
Okay. Hello. I'm Christy. And, I'm Violet's Mom. And, wait, I said too much. Can we start it again?
No.
Okay, well, I guess if I'm gonna tell my side, I should start at the beginning. I was conceived in a van.
Well, technically, it was a minibus, and it was way more normal for people to have sex in vehicles back then. Also, this is Life Preserver. Hello to all my fans.
I'm actually sponsoring three women. They call me with their problems, and I help them. So what I'm trying to say is, yes, all those horrible stories you've told about me are true. But nowadays, my idea of a good time is hitting a meeting and going to coffee with my friends. I've changed. If I say I'm going to be somewhere, I'm there. I pay my bills. I keep my promises. That's who I am now. Anyway, that's my side. Thanks for letting me tell it.
First, I want to say, you sound really good. Clearly, you've done a lot of work on yourself, and I'm happy for you.
Thanks.
But here's the thing. I missed out on being a child. When most kids were just showing up to school and focusing on algebra, I was always worried about what was going on at home. I could never bring friends over because I didn't know what we would be walking into. When I should have just been going to ballet and rollerblading, I was the one that was home cleaning the house and cooking dinner and making sure that bills got paid. I would see you passed out on the couch and not even know if you were gonna wake up. I worried about stuff that no kid should ever have to worry about.
Violet, I am so sorry. I wish I could go back in time and be the mother you deserved.
I wish that too.
What do you say we build from here? I really want to be in your life.
Actually, it's been really good not having you in my life. I'm finally in a healthy place right now, and I think that what would be best for me is to not have a relationship with you.
Oh.
But thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Okay.
Seriously, thank you for doing that. It's actually going to be a really good episode.
So we're done?
Yeah. It was great to see you, Grandma.
It's great to see you too, sweetie.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.
You okay? I know that's not how you wanted that to go down, but remember, 5 years ago, this right here wouldn't have been possible.
I'm sure you'd rather be at home, curled up in the fetal position, watching The Real Housewives of somewhere. But it means a lot to me that you showed up.
It's okay. Kind of like the old days, only now I'm drowning my sorrows in hot wings. And these are hot.
Wow.
I actually can't feel my lips.
You know, the podcast hasn't aired yet. I could break into Violet's apartment, destroy the tapes, problem solved.
First of all, no one uses tapes anymore.
And also, I don't want to destroy the podcast. It's helping her. And probably other people.
Ah, look at you, eating chicken and taking the high road.
You know, all of this has made me realize I owe you an apology.
Awesome. Why?
Because I focused too much on who you were and not enough on the person you've become. I'm sorry.
Aw, thank you.
So from here on out, I promise I will only get mad at you for the things you do in the present.
And I promise to give you plenty to work with. Hey,
You use the urinal?
Yeah.
Were you happy with the trajectory?
I guess.
Hawkeye says yes.
There he is, Mr. Successful Bar Owner.
Oh, you must be thrilled. Look at all the people.
Yeah, yeah, big turnout.
I did that.
Yes, you did. You brought 75 sober people to a bar. I'm running out of Diet Coke. Also, next time you promise everyone free wings, don't do that.
Hey, congratulations.
Yeah, this place is so cute.
Thanks. What can I get you ladies?
An iced tea.
Me too.
Cranberry juice. I don't have an infection. I just like it.
I sunk my life savings into a lemonade stand.
Okay, so a guy asked me for my number. I have a date. Or he wants me to do work on his house. But either way, yay!
He's not gonna stop until we stop him.
Can SWAT keep an online star out of the spotlight?
You're saying I'm in danger?
I'd have to put you in protective custody.
God, that sounds restrictive.
An all-new SWAT.
A few days ago, I got a friend request from God. I got a new friend suggestion, and he's dead.
God friended me. New CBS Sunday.
Stay tuned for Murphy Brown. CBS Next.